get started with the call. Again, this is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, praising God for truly his mercies are new every morning. And for each and every one of you on the line, we praise God for you. Minister Robin, we thank you for holding down the fort and greeting everyone as they've been coming in on the line. We want to go on and get started with our call. And Ms. Robin, are you scheduled to open this morning in prayer? If you would star six your line, it'll let you in. Are you there? Or is it Willa?
I believe it's me, Pastor Vanessa.
I am, but it's not me today, Pastor Vanessa.
Okay. Oh, Willa, I'm so sorry. That's all right. We had a little switch. Ms. Willa, if you will go on and open this up in prayer, please.
Okay, thank you. Father God, we come to you this morning. You told us that Psalm 91 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Father God, we just thank you for giving us this secret place. Right now, we just bind the airwaves in Jesus' name. As I hear some static on the phone, we counsel any diabolical attack against this call that might try to set itself against the knowledge of God. We decree and declare that the airwaves are already clear. We are doing a spiritual drive-by right now in Jesus' name, clearing the atmosphere, clearing it of anything that is not of you. We bind Satan and we loose clear transmission. We loose the presence of the Holy Spirit over this call, and we thank and praise you for this call, oh Lord. We thank and praise you, Father God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is celebrating her retirement, Lord. I like to call it repositioning this morning. We thank and praise you for her faithfulness to the United States Army, oh God. Father, we thank and praise that you have another plan for her, because you told us in your word in Jeremiah 29:11 that you have a plan for our lives. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Jay and all the hosts who stand in the stead and in the gap as we are going into our call, Lord. We thank and praise you for the faithfulness of each and every one. Father, and we thank and praise you for the founders of this company, the Diaz de Leon family. Order their footsteps, be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, Lord. And you know, you told us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we thank and praise you that they are operating in the full knowledge of you, and that you are the God of more than enough. Now, oh God, we thank and praise you for the man of God who is going to come and deliver a rhema word to us this morning. Father, we thank you that he is speaking what thus said the Lord, that no attacks, nothing will stand in the way of his message getting through this morning. And Father God, even our minds are set free. Our minds are clear to receive the word that he has, oh God, that we will just digest it, be like the cows who digest it and then they regurgitate it, and we meditate on it and digest it again and regurgitate it until it really gets down into our spirits, Lord, that we are the word that he brings forth. And then, Father God, as always, we just don't even keep it to ourselves, but we go out and spread the good news, spread the gospel of Christ to somebody else. Somebody out there needs to hear the word today. Somebody out there needs to be encouraged today. Somebody out there needs salvation today. Lord, make us those instruments to go and do that. And we forever give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for setting up the atmosphere for strategic praise and worship of God's word and ministering to the hearts of our people, so that we are ready to eat at the table and feast on the rhema that we know Pastor Chuck will be bringing us this morning. We have just a few announcements, and we want to get the man of God right up so that he has plenty of time to minister to our hearts. As you know, we do have a website, and we want to encourage each and every one of you to take time and visit our website, where there is truly a buffet spread of messages after messages that you can click on and be ministered to, be encouraged, and your heart be revived. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And we encourage you, as Minister Willis said, be that evangelist and let others know we are here each and every weekday morning truly celebrating our master. And when we began this journey a while back, the Lord gave us a mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we believe this is a place where you are enriched by the word of God. You're enhanced, which means to add on, to stir up the gifts inside of you, to go out and be empowered to change your community, your sphere of influence, and the world. We'd love to hear from you, because one of our other mandates is to pray, to stand in the gap. And our email address, where you can always email us, is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we'd love to let you know that we have a word that is the foundation for what we do each and every morning. And our scripture base is, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you," found in Psalms 88:13. So we are excited this morning about Jesus. We're excited on this wonderful Wednesday that this is another day to celebrate and praise our Lord and Savior. And we are tied together. The thread that brought all of us together was Artist International, and we lift up that God-ordained company and the owners as we have prayed for. And for many of you on the line who may or may not be a part of Artist, we know that God uses the different things to unite people's hearts for purpose. So if you are a part of Artist, we encourage you to go to your back office for this end of month and avail yourself to the many promotions and activities that are going on. Always so many exciting things happening with Artist International. And if you're not, we ask you to be open to pray about it, because truly this is a company that celebrates Jesus. And get back with the person who invited you to this call. Well, I am so excited always when this son of the ministry comes and speaks to our hearts. He always has a rhema word in his belly, and truly he's one of those young, cutting-edge prophetic ministers. Keep calling you doctor. That must be in the future, Pastor Chuck. Hales from Metairie, Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans, is a senior pastor of Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. And I tell you, they've just moved into a new facility. He's in a brand new season where God is taking him higher, truly affecting that region. And we're excited because as a pastor, he's a husband, he's a father, he's an author. He has a phenomenal book that ministers to the hearts of not just women, but everybody. And I tell you, every time he comes, you want to get a pen and paper, because he stirs your soul and encourages your heart. So without further ado, I'd like to bring to the line our dear covenant brother, Pastor Chuck Brown. Floor is yours, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. God bless you, sweetheart. Appreciate you and your ministry and your faithfulness to the assignment that God has given you. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you. The minister who prayed, God bless you. I ask that you will get your hearts ready for what the Lord has for us on this morning. Mark chapter 9, get right to the scripture. Mark chapter 9, verse 25, it reads, "A certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years. She suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, 'If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' And his disciples said unto him, 'Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?' And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.'" Verse 30 again, Jesus well, verse 29, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Just for the next few moments, I want to minister from this subject, escaping the house of pain. Escaping the house of pain. And I struggle and say, Lord, why am I ministering this sermon today? He said, because there's someone here dealing with some pain in their life. There's someone who's not living the life of wholeness that I have for them. And so the Lord has given me the mandate this morning to minister healing, health, and wholeness to you. I need to minister to those ladies who your family and your friends think is Wonder Woman, but lately you're a woman wondering who you are. I need to minister to that Superman who has had to deal with pain of all kinds. You've been putting out everybody else's fire, but you can't seem to put your own fires out. It's like you're solving problems for everybody else but can't solve your own. It's like you're lifting everyone else's burdens off of them, but yet you're carrying this heavy load on yourself, dealing with disappointment all your life. You've had to deal with relationships in which you were never appreciated. Took stuff that you didn't have to take, but you did it not because the relationship was that good, but because you knew you were needed there. It was an assignment for you. You had to deal with lie after lie and betrayal after betrayal and let down upon let down. And right when it seems like you're settling in good, another situation happens that seeks to knock you backward. This is not this morning. I apologize in advance because this sermon is not for the person who has it all together. This is for the individual who looks and acts like they have it together on the outside but are secretly dealing with and living in a house of pain. I wonder if I can minister to you for a little while. I'll deal with the perfect people on next Wednesday, but right now I need to minister to the real person. I need you to take off your Superman uniform and your Superwoman uniform just for today. I've never had major surgery done in my life, but one thing I know is that whenever a doctor is to perform surgery, you have to take off your clothes so that he can get to the trouble spot. So just for the next few moments, I need you to take off the pretense, open up your spirit, and allow yourself to be healed. The Bible says that this woman, a certain woman, had an issue 12 years, and the woman in question had an issue of blood. Listen, there are no insignificant accounts in the Bible. Every story has meaning and significance for us today. There is significance as to why this woman's story is mentioned. Her issue was put on display for all to read. Her life was so significant until Jesus stopped what he was doing to heal her. He was already committed to another healing crusade, but this woman, who no one knows, her name is never mentioned, is stopping him from moving to the next person's miracle to get her own. Did you know that when you touch God in the right way, you can interrupt somebody else's blessing, and God will mess with your life and bless your life like never before? All we know about this woman is that she was a woman with issues. She was a woman with problems. She was a woman who was hurting. She was a woman trapped in a house of pain. Most of us are familiar with the Tyler Perry comedy, House of Pain. Every episode is filled with hilarious shtick and comedic routines. Each showing reveals another humorous adventure of the Payne family. And the show is meant to be funny, but let me tell you something. There's nothing funny when you're stuck in a house of pain. Nothing is humorous when you're the one living in the house of pain. Maybe I'm wrong, but I believe that there's someone on the line dealing with something, some issues, and although you try to smile through them, it's extremely difficult to do so. You're dealing with some issues, and you're trying to remain jovial and stay cheerful, but it's difficult to do so. It's no laughing matter when you're the one held prisoner in the house of pain. I wonder who wants to escape the house of pain this morning. Well, if you want to, I'm going to have to share some things with you. Number one, and you need to get this, it's very simple, but you have to get this. The devil wants to drain the joy out of your life. The devil wants to drain the joy out of your life. This woman had an issue of blood. The blood is the lifeline. It is the carrier of proteins and nutrients throughout your body, keeping you alive. But her blood was draining out of her. It was being drained. I wonder if there are any people on the line who feel like your life is being drained. I want you to know that the enemy wants to make your life miserable. No man, not a one of us, can imagine some of the things that women have to experience. We don't experience, nor can we really begin to imagine the pain of childbirth.
Another thing that you have to endure, women, for most of your life is the uncomfortable cycle of menstruation. And from most accounts, some women deal with cramps, others are weak during that period, but for all women, it is definitely an uncomfortable time. This woman had to deal with this uncomfortable feeling for 12 years straight. 12 years daily she was being drained. For 12 years she was being dragged alone. This woman had issues. Here's the thing, the issue wouldn't dry up. It wouldn't go away. Every day she dealt with the same pain. Every day she dealt with the same rejection. Every day she dealt with the same hurt. Every day she dealt with the same depression. This was an issue that followed her everywhere. You can tell that she had been somewhere because little drops of her problems would show up. The conversation would inevitably lead to what she was going through. She would leave evidence in whatever relationship she was in. There would be evidence of her issues in every job she had, every church she joined, every function she attended. It followed her everywhere. She had an eternal cycle. Listen, there's nothing worse than an eternal cycle. I'm not talking to everybody right now, but I know someone knows what I'm talking about. You have to keep dealing with the same issue over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Right when you think it's through, it comes up again. Women normally experience their cycle once a month, but this woman had hers for 12 years. Every day, it was always there. We all go through some stuff from time to time. We all face storms from time to time, and we have to deal with issues from time to time, but she had hers with her everywhere she went all the time, a never-ending cycle of fussing and fighting and crying and being frustrated with life. This person is among us today, tired of the same stuff happening over and over again. It's so draining. The devil wants you to drag through life. He wants you to grudgingly endure life. He wants you to stay on the roller coaster emotionally. You're fine one day, distraught the next day, cool one day, depressed the next day, full of joy one moment, going off the next. You can't explain it. You don't know when it actually happened. All you know is that it keeps coming up and you're sick of it. God, I can't live like this. Why am I going to church if my life won't get better? Why pray if my prayers won't be answered? Why praise when it seems like I have nothing to praise for? And this leads me to number two, and I need you to get this. Just because your issue is getting worse doesn't mean you won't be healed. Just because your issue is getting worse doesn't mean you won't be healed. Here it is. The Bible says in verse 26 that this woman went from doctor to doctor thinking that they could handle her issues. That's my paraphrase. She was searching for solutions but found her solution going from bad to worse. She dumped the old dude and hooked up with somebody else who she thought would do right by her. Started off good but turned out to be worse than the one before. Here's the thing that puzzles me about God. God could have stopped her from going through all of this. He could have had her bypass the doctors and go straight to get her healing. Sometimes God wants us to get to our lowest point with man so that we can experience the highest heights with him. Hallelujah. That is to say that sometimes you experience the worst of life so that God can give you the best of life. I know it doesn't make sense, but God wants you to know that outside of him there is no true relief. Outside of him there is no true relief. Outside of him, there is no true hope. There is no true victory outside of God. Everything else is short-lived. Everything else is only a temporary relief. God seemingly lets you down so that he can bring you up. Have you ever asked God, why me? Have you ever questioned why you were the one dealt the hand you were dealt in life? Why was I chosen to go through this? Why am I the one that has to deal with this? You could have used anyone else, Lord. Why this? Why this time? Why this hard? Why this difficult? Why this abuse? Why this neglect? Why this breakdown? Why this confusion? Why this feeling of being unappreciated? God, why this stress? Why this weight? Why this burden? Listen to me. You were designed to go through this. I know this is hard to accept, but you're the only one who could go through what you're going through and live to tell the tale. That's why you're not dead, because the devil can't kill what God has ordained, and the devil can't destroy what God has destined. People talk a lot of stuff, but if they only experienced half of what you've been through, they would have ended it a long time ago, but you were built for this. You're like an F-150 built for tough. This woman went from church to church, doctor to doctor, revival to revival, conference to conference, summit to summit, but she didn't get any better. It's a sad day when you can go to church and leave out worse than you came in. Part of the problem is the way that we go in, because, and as you'll see in a moment, when we stop coming to receive a touch and start coming to touch God, we'll see a change. Sometimes things get worse before they get better. Ask Mary and Martha, sometimes God will let your brother die so that he can raise him up later. Ask David, if sometimes God would allow giants to come and your father-in-law to put a hit out on you and you lose everything before he elevates you to greatness. Ask Joseph if God won't seemingly put you out further away from your dream in order to bring you closer to your dream. Just because it looks worse doesn't mean it ain't about to get better. In fact, the enemy fights you harder, closest to your victory. Here's number three. You must learn to press through your blockers. Yeah, whenever God wants to heal you, I'll say it again, you must learn to press through your blockers. Yeah, you're going to have to deal with some opposition. We want everything to be laid out for us. We want everything to flow just so. But I've learned that if you want it bad enough, you'll fight your way through it. Whenever you give up because it's hard, then I question whether or not you really wanted it. It's easy to give up when it's not worth it. Some friends you in with no problem because the person wasn't worth being friends with. But other relationships are worth it, and although you're wounded, it's still worth fighting for. Here's the question I want to ask. I want you to ask yourself, is my healing worth my pressing? This woman pressed through the crowd. Is the end result worth whatever I have to do to get it? Is my blessing worth my praise? Is my relief worth me shouting for it? If so, then put yourself in a position to press through whatever is in your way. Here's the thing you have to understand. Jesus was walking by on his way to Jairus' house to heal Jairus' daughter, and she wasn't even supposed to be in line to get this miracle. In fact, a throng of people, and I'm almost finished, were surrounding Jesus trying to get their issues dealt with. But there was something about this woman. First of all, she didn't care who was or who wasn't there. She wanted her healing, and she wasn't leaving without it. She got to the place where she didn't care about what people thought about her. And this is significant. You got to get this. According to the law of Moses, she couldn't even be around people in that condition. When you have a moment, read Leviticus 15, it'll blow your mind. A woman was considered unclean while on her cycle for 7 days. No one could come in contact with her during that time because everything she touched was unclean. All her clothes and the bed and her husband, she was unclean, and everywhere she went or touched became unclean because of her during that time. Now, that was just for a regular cycle. This kind of issue that this woman had never stopped, so she could never be around folk without them looking at her funny. She can never be around family without them acting strange. Ain't it funny how people act when you're the one going through something? I could even go further and say that the only way she could operate in normal society was to act like she didn't have an issue. She had to pretend like everything was okay. She had to function weak and aggravated, but try to be normal. Anybody tired of acting like you have, you know, acting like you have to pretend to be okay when you're really not? Anybody sick and tired of pretending to be straight when you're really not? I'm sorry, Pastor Chuck, but I can't keep moving forward acting. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's time to retire from acting and allow the real you to come forward. See, when this woman stopped caring about what folk thought about her, she went into the crowd, and when she heard Jesus was passing by, she said, I'm going to get my healing with my unclean self. That's your problem. You've been waiting until you get it all together before you come to the Lord. Listen, let me tell you who church is really for. Church who have it all together, the clean. Church is really for those folk who are walking around unclean, dirty, nasty, hurting, and tired of being that way. It's just like the devil to cause you to miss your blessing because you're afraid of what people might think about you. Listen, with all that I've been through, I don't have time to worry about who don't like it. I don't have time to keep my struggle a secret. I don't have time to play anymore. I don't care what you think about me and my issue. I don't care how you feel about it. I need to escape the house of pain, and if I have to knock you down and get it, so be it. Here's number four, and I'm done. Number four, don't you leave, evict the devil. Don't you leave, evict the devil. Get this. Your home is your place of residence. It's your place, your domicile, your dwelling place. I purposely entitled this message, Escaping the House of Pain, but really, that's not what's about to happen here today. Yeah, we're going to escape the house of pain, but we ain't leaving the house. Listen, I'm not supposed to let the devil run me from where I'm supposed to be. Devil, you're the one that's leaving. You're the one
one that's got to go. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't moving nowhere. I'm not divorcing them. Devil, you got to go. I'm not leaving a job. Devil, you got to go. God sent me here this morning to serve an eviction notice to whatever is causing your house to be a house of pain. No more going home to hell. No more going home to a war zone. No more going home to confusion and chaos. The devil is a liar. There was only one time when the Lord told his people to leave a place, and that was in Egypt. Every other time, he told them, you got to drive your enemy out. Listen to this. Whenever you are about to be evicted, you're generally given time to pack and leave. They'll give you a day or two to get your stuff and get out, but that's not how Jesus does it. When it's time to evict the pain, it has to go immediately. Is anybody so tired of the devil until you'll say, devil, I want you gone now? You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of me. Leave my children. Leave my husband. Leave my wife. Leave my mind and take your issues with you. You got to get that Angela Bassett spirit like she had in Waiting to Exhale. Get your stuff and get up out of here. But how did it happen? She pressed her way and she dared to touch Jesus. Listen, stop looking for a touch and come ready to touch him. When you touch him, you immediately get delivered. When you touch him, you immediately become whole. I want you to understand that you have to touch him today. And when you touch him, immediately your pain will be evicted. When you touch him with your worship, your pain will be evicted. Your struggle will dry up. The confusion will have to leave because we've escaped the house of pain. I don't know who I was ministering to this morning, but I know you were blessed by this word. God bless you, Pastor Vanessa. The floor is yours again. We love you. Y'all be blessed. Have a wonderful day on today.
Amen, amen. Pastor Chuck, what a rhema word. What a timely word. The presence of the Lord is on this line. I know each and every one of you all received this word. I think that was an equal opportunity word because everybody has a need to escape the house of pain. He talked about first, the devil wants to drain the joy out of your life. And then secondly, just because your issue is getting worse doesn't mean you won't be healed. Then thirdly, he taught us you must learn to press through the blockers. You know those holy haters that are out there. And then fourth, don't you leave. Evict the devil. What a word, what a word, man. God, I tell you, this is one you need to make sure you go to our playback number and all day long just soak on that word and just let it get in your heart and your spirit, and then we'll be posting it on the website soon for you to pass that word on to friends. Man of God, truly, that was an anointed, timely word for all of the Master Call family this morning. We appreciate you. Minister Candy, please come now and seal that word and lift up our prayer request. Praise God. I tell you, that one truly was from the throne room.
Hallelujah. Yes, can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear. Thank you.
Thank God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I come to you in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you that your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears are open to our prayers. You delight in the prayers of the upright, and you said we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, I thank you that the earth is filled with the glory of the Lord and the knowledge of your glory as the waters cover the seas, that the word of the Lord has multiplied to the nations, that the heavens are raining down righteousness and the earth is springing up righteousness and salvation. I thank you for signs and wonders that the lame walk, the blind see, and the diseased are cleansed, and the dead are raised, the demon-possessed are set free, and the gospel is preached to the poor. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places, every evil spirit, demonic spirit, and every spirit that is not of God, that has been, is now, or will attempt to operate against Gwen, Kip, Elijah, Scott, Linda, Ina, Greg, and everybody who is a part of the Master's Call. I cancel every attack of sickness, disease, pain, and infirmity sent against them. I bind, rebuke, and cast out the spirit of evil, worry, doubt, anxiety, depression, discouragement, unbelief, and give them no place in their lives. I pull down all strongholds and cast down every vain and wicked imagination, exalting itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I decree and declare that the anointing of God hovers over and saturates every listener, destroying every yoke and removing every burden. Father, thank you that we walk in the Spirit. We sow to the Spirit and of the Spirit reap life everlasting. For our God creates the fruit of our lips. We bring forth exceedingly much fruit, and our fruit remains. We keep our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We are born of incorruptible seed. We walk and live by faith. Wisdom leads us where we go, keeps us when we sleep, and speaks with us when we awake. Father God, thank you. Hallelujah. We refuse to accept any lies from the devil. Holy Spirit, you are our teacher, and you guide us to all truth. Thank you, Father, that we enjoy the liberty and the power of your anointing. You bring heaven to earth wherever we go, and your perfect love casts out all fear. Manifest your kingdom in full measure because Jesus reigns. Hallelujah. And all enemies have been put under our feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Thank you, woman of God, for sealing that powerful word and lifting up our prayer request, for we know our Lord hears and answers prayer. So thank you, Minister Candy, for that closing prayer. What can I say, Pastor Chuck? My God, what a timely word. I think we see that show, House of Pain, that will be a perfect reminder that this word will always reverberate in our spirits and encourage our hearts. But that last point, don't you and I leave. Evict the devil. Man of God, we love you. We esteem the God in you. We speak back the virtue of the Holy Ghost into you for what you have poured out to these your people this morning. I want to let you know if you want to call on the playback line just for today, till the morning, that number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. This message will be on the playback call for just today. And you can hear it then or within an hour. This awesome message will be posted on our website. We thank you, Minister Willa, for opening us up in prayer. And we're asking you at about noon Central Standard Time be lifting up our celebration service today for the retirement of Dr. P.K. Roberts of 25 years of service to the United States Army. We just love her and we esteem her. And still not too late, if some of you all want to send a shout-out to our email at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We are just so excited about this being her day of retirement, and I love how Minister Willis said her repositioning to a new season. So for each and every one of you on the call today, we praise God for you. We thank you, Master Call family. And we trust that today you really have been enriched, encouraged, enhanced, and empowered to go out and change your world. And as we always say, now you and I go out and submit to the call from the Master on our life and be his minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you back on the line tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.